Among the throngs of Egyptians filling the streets of Cairo was the acclaimed novelist Atef Souef. I talked with her as she was stuck in her car in crazy Cairo traffic, trying to get to the celebration in Tahrir Square, and I asked her to describe the scene around her.
There is a man who's been standing next to me since I've parked. He's waving a flag and saying, Viva Egypt, and his friend at one point said, don't you want to come and sit down? He said, let me live my night, because we just won't go. There's a stream of cars, a very slow stream of cars passing by, people hanging out of windows, everybody's waving flags, everybody's smiling. I want to also say that this is not in the slightest bit jingoistic or triumphalist. It really is very happy and very benign. A big van went by right now, and they've made it even higher with a sort of cardboard structure. They have put a big picture of one of the martyrs on it, because, of course, we've lost at least 300 young people since the 25th of January.
You know, this is being called now the dignity revolution, and I wonder what you think, as a writer, what you think this means for Egyptian pride and for a sense of nationalism.
Well, I think it's really, really great for Egyptian pride. As I was driving through now, the chant that is now being said is lift your head up high, you're Egyptian. Mm. And of course, we have felt so ground down, so maligned over the last couple of decades because of what this regime has done to us, because of, you know, just running down the country, running down the economy. This has all really played havoc with our sense of ourselves. And what has happened now has restored it. And I would really like to say and to stress that it is of central importance to us that it has happened in the way it has, that the chant Silmiya has been insisted on, which means peaceable, but its weapons have been people putting their bodies on the line. It's been chants and songs, it's been street art, and it's been people getting together and talking. And, you know, where any violence has happened, it has simply been in response to the extreme violence perpetrated on us by the regime. And so it's very important for us that we have managed to do this in a completely peaceable, civilized, democratic way.
Ms. Souef, this notion of rediscovering a proud self-image, new identity, do you hear people talking at all about the rich, ancient civilization of Egypt, what it once stood for and what it might become?
People don't specify any particular bit of history. But over the last 17 days, I have heard repeatedly on the square, this is us, we're Egyptian. This is what it is to be Egyptian. And what they are always talking about is they're talking about inclusiveness, they're talking about acceptance of the other, they're talking about celebrating their diversity, they're talking about being witty and humorous, about being inventive. It's been a rediscovery of aspects of the Egyptian character that Egyptians themselves value and treasure.
And it sounds like this has become a moment for Egyptians in the diaspora to come home, to be there for this moment.
This is completely true. I was personally in India, and I just came straight back. My son was in Washington, D.C., you know, I know so many people. I mean, suddenly you were meeting people on the square who you knew were working in Belgium, in the States, in Germany, everywhere. People came home. And the other thing that we are hearing and have been hearing for the last several days is people who are still abroad phoning in and saying, if this works, I'm coming home. I'm coming home. I want to help build this country. And that really is the sentiment. I got really quite upset with somebody who, I mean, poor man, he didn't know, but he was sending me an email about something, and he said, I hope you managed to get out of Egypt all right. Mm-hmm. And the notion that one would actually want to run away rather than dig in and do what one can for this country was just so offensive. It kind of, you know, rather took me by surprise.
Well, Atef Souef, thanks so much for talking to us on this truly remarkable day. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Egyptian writer Adaf Souef is the author of the novel The Map of Love, among other books. She joined me from her car in a gridlocked and joyful Cairo. She also mentioned two very pregnant women she'd met among the crowds of protesters this week in Tahrir Square. They had told her they hoped they could hold out a little longer before they gave birth. They wanted their babies born into a free Egypt. Adaf Souef figures that time has now come. And she mentioned that already people are starting to name their babies Hurriya, or freedom, and Thawra, or revolution.